the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Thursday, March the 22nd, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. New research finds stiffer prison terms do not deter drug use. Also on our nationwide rundown, we'll take you to a state where 4 in 10 adults have a gun. And ghost fishing gear killing whales and seals on the West Coast. Now our top story, a bipartisan agreement over a $1.3 trillion spending package reached Wednesday. NBC News reports that comes after a days-long impasse over issues involving border security, infrastructure projects, and gun-related provisions. NBC reports the deal would keep the government funded through September and prevent a government shutdown if it's passed and signed into law by the Friday night deadline. A new 50-state study finds that putting more people in jail for drug offenses does not reduce drug use or overdose deaths.
On Monday, President Donald Trump called for harsher sentences, including the death penalty, for drug traffickers to combat the opioid epidemic. Jake Horowitz with the Pew Charitable Trust's Public Safety Performance Project says they compared states' drug imprisonment rates to rates of drug use, overdose death, and drug arrests, and found no correlation at all.
These findings reinforce a large body of prior research that cast doubt on the theory that stiffer prison terms deter drug misuse, distribution, and other drug law violations.
New York, for example, ranked 41st for drug imprisonment and had 11.6 overdose deaths per 100,000 residents, a relatively low ratio. But Louisiana, with the highest incarceration rate in the nation, experienced overdose deaths at a rate almost 44% higher than New York's. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
Research shows that the most effective response to drug misuse includes treatment, prevention, and alternatives to incarceration for nonviolent drug offenders. A loaded and unlocked firearm is in nearly 1 in 10 Ohio homes. That's according to newly released data on gun safety practices in the Buckeye State. Mary Sherman reports.
In an Ohio Health Issues poll, 42% of adults said they have a gun in or around their home, which has increased from 36% in 2013. While research shows that having a gun in the home can increase the risk of unintentional injury, 11% said they had a loaded, unlocked firearm in their home. And Melissa Worvey Arnold with the Ohio chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics adds that nearly half of homes with children have a firearm.
A lot of families just don't realize how early they have to make sure that they're locking their guns up, how little kids can actually pull a trigger. Our biggest thing is providing a barrier method for a child, which is in some kind of storage device, whether it's a box or a locker, which many families in Ohio do have.
The latest data from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows there were more than 1,500 firearm deaths in Ohio in 2016, a number that has risen in recent years.
The Ohio Issues poll also found that men are more likely than women to have a firearm in or around their home. With the Trump administration shrinking national monuments out west, Senator Joe Manchin remains evasive about the public land some say could be key to West Virginia's future. Dan Hyman has more.
The Interior Department is shrinking 2 Utah national monuments, critics charged to make way for uranium mining. Manchin's office did not answer a written question about the issue. Manchin, up for re-election in the fall, has argued for safeguarding federal lands from development in the past, but at a recent town hall, the senator criticized a state-level plan by the governor to log state parks by describing his discussions with timber companies.
I haven't had anybody call me and say, Joe, we've got to be on state property or we're not going to be able to stay in business. So I can basically relate to what I'm hearing. I haven't heard that.
According to a report from the outdoor industry, recreation brings 90,000 jobs and billions in economic activity to West Virginia. That industry argues those numbers could rise with more public lands. Dan Hyman reporting.
And finally, Suzanne Potter reports about 136,000 dolphins, sea lions, seals, and whales are caught in lost or discarded fishing nets each year. The problem of so-called ghost gear is getting worse, according to a new report.
Researchers from the nonprofit World Animal Protection estimate that fishermen, mostly commercial, lose or abandon 640,000 tons of gear in oceans each year. Elizabeth Hogan, the group's Ocean and Wildlife Program Manager, says one major concern is plastic nets that continue to do what they were designed to do, catch and kill sea creatures.
Any fish that is trapped in lost fishing gear is fish that no one will get to eat, that no fisherman will get to sell, and that fish will no longer get to continue the species, which is very bad news for the fishery, economically speaking, as well as for the marine ecosystem.
The nets are often lost in storms or are left behind when they get caught on rocks. The report calls for greater participation in the Global Ghost Gear Initiative, led by seafood companies trying to train fishing crews to adopt best practices so they avoid hazards and lose less gear. It also praises local efforts to recover and recycle lost fishing gear. Hogan says shoppers can help, too, by looking for labels at the seafood counter for companies that are certified as being environmentally conscious.
The report says many commercial fishing nets are made of plastics that can last up to 600 years in the water. Even those that do break down simply turn into microplastics, which are then mistaken for food and often ingested by fish. I'm Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.